former state representative Zach Fansler pleaded guilty today to second-degree harassment in connection with a January incident in which he struck a woman in his hotel room. Judge Kirsten Swanson sentenced him to 10 days of suspended sentence and a year of probation. He'll also have to do 80 hours of community service and undergo treatment for alcohol misuse. He's prohibited from drinking any alcohol for a year. Chief Assistant Attorney General Paul Myovas urged Swanson to require community service. He said Fansler enjoys hurting women.
The victim in this case is 100% adamant, and we believe the evidence supports it. She did not agree to this conduct. She did not. Whatever the agreement was, whatever the relationship was, she did not agree to let him hit her in the head multiple times, causing a ruptured eardrum. That was not part of the deal.
Fansler called into the hearing. His lawyer, Wallace Tetlow, says he disagrees that Fansler likes to hurt women. He noted that Fansler had no prior record of arrests. Tetlow alleged there was some degree of consent from the victim. He argued against the community service.
He lost his position with the state legislature. He lost what looked to be a very promising career in politics, which there's no question that that's not going to happen. That's out of the question from here on out.
In a written statement to Swanson, the victim said Fansler's actions were predatory and intentionally violent. She wrote, quote, "I want Zach to take responsibility for what he did. I also want resolution as soon as possible. I want this to be over," end quote. Swanson was moved as she spoke about the effect of the incident on the victim.
Certainly, when I read her letter, it was clear not only the physical harm that she had with the eardrum, but also what she felt emotionally.
The incident happened on January 13th. It became public 2 weeks later when the Juneau Empire reported it. Fansler resigned 6 days after that. The Democrat was elected in 2016 to represent the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Fansler is originally from Pennsylvania. His current state of residence isn't clear.